is about love. It's obstacles and delights. If there's one thing we know, it's dark wherever we go. We're living in a house that's falling down around.
Right. Great one. Allie Smith and Marco Butcher.
Yeah, on Bandcamp, y'all.
Yeah,
under Bandcamp. That name, and it's called Rough Start is the album.
All right. And interesting cover here. You got a cherry cake, or what is this?
It's cherry birthday cake splattered with blood.
Oh, right.
Hey, questions? Right. I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. No, I'm kidding.
And that's new stuff from Allie Smith and Marco Butcher. And Marco is here. God, how did we... more than 10 years ago, or maybe, I can't remember now, actually, but with the Jam Messengers, who were just unbelievably great live, and you collaborating with Marco, you've never met, and...
Yeah, no, we're doing it,
that's so
you
great.
Know, new style. I was going to say old style, but no, like new style. I'm in my bedroom in England, and he's in a studio in North Carolina, so, and we've also done two music videos that way, so there you go.
Wow, great. So Allie has been our guest today, and her book again, The Ballad of Speedball Baby, really great. And two events happening. One we didn't mention before.
One's tomorrow night at NYU, which is my alma mater. I'm going to throw it out there and make everybody angry. I went to NYU for free because my mom, I mean, I got in, but my mom was a nurse at NYU Hospital. In those days, they used to be like, welcome. And I don't think that happens anymore. So I always feel like I have to do that disclaimer. But they've invited me back to talk, and I'm super excited about that. So that's going to happen at 5:30 tomorrow. I'm going to put that information also in Instagram on my Mama Love Ally account, MOMMA Love Ally. And so that's tomorrow in New York. Come on down. I'd love to see you. And then next Wednesday, I think it's next Wednesday, November 6th,
two Wednesdays.
November 6th in England, we're doing a big, it's called the Boisterous Bash. And that's a big multidisciplinary event in the library there, which is going to be American punk music and photos and readings and interview and fun. So, and it'll be simulcast. Live worldwide.
Right. So, you don't have to be in England to get in.
You can make it to England. I'm really recommending it. But I'm going to have
this was such a great interview. I'm getting on a plane and going to
London. Is that too much to ask?
I mean, you can do that if you want.
Yeah,
don't let
sure.
us stop.
Come on over. I will, be very grateful. So I'm going to put both of those links on. But you can also look up Boisterous Bash. On Event, the thing I can't remember that you keep saying. And they're
Eventbrite.
There you go, Eventbrite.
What's, have you been doing other events since the book's been out, or have these been the two main things?
No, there have been a lot of them, actually.
Oh, cool.
And they often center now around, which I really love, just sort of having lived my life as a creative for decades. And
right.
the way that those sort of are dovetailing now, photography, writing, and music. And, you know, this book was an opportunity for that because there are photos from the time in the book,
right.
my photos.
I know. Now I get to see them. I was reading just the PDF. Now I'm looking forward to checking out the photos.
And the audiobook comes with music from the time, too. So, and Exene reads her foreword. And I gave you a copy of the book today, and then I smushed a banana on the cover. And so now it's a little bit like a scratch and sniff banana book. And I hope that that is something that will carry you forward, remembering this moment together.
That's right.
It's really disgusting, and I apologize, but all right.
It's all right. This way we'll know which one's mine. And
yeah, you know. If you like bananas, you'll love this book.
That's
yeah.
right. I'm going bananas for you.
Woo!
<book. laughs>
Love it. Oh my God, it's so good.
All right, so Allie, thanks so much for coming down and hanging out today. It was super fun. So
it's been a pleasure, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
Check out the book, and of course, Speedball Baby. If you're new to the band, or if we're there the first time and to revisit the music's up on, or some of the EPs aren't up there, but the albums are up there on the streaming services.
They are, yeah.
And I don't know, was there one one thing I don't know about the band, about that maybe putting this book together, that maybe was kind of new to you, or I don't know.
Well, it's the first narrative. They are calling it my literary debut, which I've written 3 books. So, I mean, I guess it's a different kind of writing that I had to learn. And so I'm really pleased to have learned it. And now I'm working on my next book, which will also be based in New York, but it's going to be even a little more different. Hopefully that will come out with Blackstone as well.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that'll be a series of short stories, and that's set on the Lower East Side. So, that'll be exciting. But I'm just really glad that I got to, if I'm honest, give myself and my bandmates an encapsulation of this time and say, hey, that felt pretty special, actually. And
awesome.
And I think for other people, you know, I think that the experience, even if it wasn't specifically that, can be more universal. The more specific you are, the more universal you are,
awesome.
They say.
All right. Well, congrats again. That's great. And thanks. Thanks again for hanging out today.
Thanks so much.
All right, so it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Those 4 words you've been waiting to hear all afternoon. Jim Price is next.
Thanks, Joe. Listen, Scott Williams asked me if he can come on a little early today, so I'm going to bounce out of here and let Scott start the show a little early. What do you got there, Scott? What's your first cut? Scott? Hello? Hello?
Hey, it's Scott. Sorry to miss your call.
I'm sorry, too.
But leave me a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I get in.
Hi, Scott, it's Jim. Call me when you have a chance. I miss you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.